Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
Mrs. Sullivan?
Yes.
Mr. Frida?
Yes.
Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
And Mr. Dinka?
Yes.
All yes, motion carries.
Thank you. I will move on to, that was personnel and negotiations, policy and curriculum. Rachel, if you would, please.
The Policy and Curriculum Committee met actually tonight prior to this meeting for about an hour and a half, and we had an interesting discussion about a lot of the initiatives that we're taking on in the district. Mrs. Philippe was kind enough to copy the minutes from her computer for us, so I'll just provide you some of the highlights, and you know, you haven't had a lot of time to look at these. Some of the action items that we're moving tonight are we're looking at moving our curricular drafts that the teachers have been hard at work over the past few months working on. This is a draft version, so there are changes that can be made at this point. We're just approving a draft. One thing of note is that we use Atlas software that all board members actually can have access to. And so if there's any board member that is interested in accessing that, I now know how to do it. So I have my own tutorial from Bobby tonight, so I can even show you how to do that. We discussed the purchasing of K-5 math pilot materials that various grade levels will be implementing this year. All of the piloting materials have already been approved for the current year's budget, so these are not extra expenditures. We've actually looked at using some different materials as we align with the core standards, and some of the consumables that we'll be purchasing are actually going to be more suited to aligning with the core content standards. There are specific teachers at various grade levels, ranging from first all the way up through fifth grade, kindergarten actually through fifth grade, that will be utilizing these programs. And there's more information actually in the notes about various programs we are looking at using. We also were invited to participate by the Department of Education to do a kindergarten pilot program called the Kindergarten Entry Assessment that Dr. Clark actually had highlighted earlier this evening, so I won't repeat what she was able to synthesize for us. And Mr. Sturgis in Facilities and Finance already talked about the NCLB grant. We also had some teachers that participated in the workshop at the Waldorf, the STEM training that Dr. Clark also highlighted. So with that being said, I would like to move action items 13PC005 through action item 13PC007. I'm sorry?
Do we have a second on that?
Second.
Second by Kevin Sturgis. Any discussion? The only question I have before we vote then is maybe you can help me understand why we're not doing core values tonight.
I thought I was going to move that under old business.
Okay.
Because it's not an action item. Robert rules experts.
That's fine. That's fine. That's fine. All right, so we have a motion on 005 through 007 and a second. Do we have any discussion on those items? If not, can we have a roll call?
Mr. Frida?
Yes.
Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
Mrs. Sullivan?
Yes.
And Mr. Dinka?
Yes.
All yes, motion carries.
Thank you. Communications, Mrs. Grant.
We have no action items to move, but we did execute several things over the last month. Before I get into our committee meeting, which took place on July 30th, I just wanted to share with the board that we did execute two letters to the editor, to the Democrat. We submitted those two letters regarding the process for the BA, and then as well as regarding tax savings that we've had, or actually I should say administrative savings that we've had as a result of restructuring some job responsibilities and some jobs. Both letters had both Dr. Clark's name as well as the institution's name of the Clinton Township Board of Education. We did meet on July 30th, 2012. We talked about many different topics. The first topic was a common theme of all the committees this evening, which was the superintendent's merit goals and objectives relative to communications. We talked about overarching goals in reaching parents with children in the district, parents without children in the district, retired community members in the district, how we would go about reaching them. We talked about how to communicate budget information to the community and relative to specific goals, and we mapped out some different ways in doing that and what types of information would go out to the public relative to the budget. We then talked about specific board goals relative to communications. We talked about resurrecting last year's goal for creating a key stakeholders group, so in almost like a community advisory board. So that is something we have agreed upon doing, and we'll begin that process this fall. We also talked about executing a new, I'll call it brand of communication to the public called Hot Topics. Some outlined what those topics would be over time. One would be school choice. We talked about budget information, budget 101. We talked about providing information to the community as to what the Board of Education does in the different communities and, different committees, as well as what are the current projects that the committees are working on at the moment and in the future. We talked about sharing information and hot topics on shared services, long-range facility plans, curriculum, board core values, educational initiatives and how they tie into dollars, and then metrics of demonstrating their successes. And we talked about revenue generating programs as well. We also had significant discussion on board core values and reviewed those values, as well as we talked about the importance of sanctions, initiating a process guardian, and process around how that would be implemented on a monthly basis. And then we also discuss ways of sharing the good work that are being done by our staff as well as the students with outside community members. So if the school is putting on a musical or some sort of chorus concert, music concert, academic programs, we would look to invite the community in so that they can see the good work that our children are doing as along with our great staff. So those are things that are in the works and things that we talked about on the 30th of July. Any questions?
A couple of quick questions regarding core values. The first, actually one and a half questions, I suppose. Did you discuss, and I guess, Rachel, since you're on policy and curriculum, did you discuss once core values are adopted, do we need to make them a bylaw? Does the process guardian need to be a bylaw? Do we need to have a first reading of these before we can adopt?
Can we wait till old business when it comes up as a topic to discuss that?
That's fine. That's fine.
Thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome.
Go ahead, Kevin. General regarding communication. We have, which is still relatively new to the district, kids that are coming in through school choice, and the number has wavered above and below 100. And then we have kids that don't attend school in our district. They go to schools in other districts. When we do our communication about school events and social events, you know, through the website or through the mailing lists, I just want to make sure that we're capturing all of those families and parents of kids. You know, we have the ice cream social, we do the pumpkin thing, we do back to school nights. Do we pick up the parents of every kid, regardless of whether or not they're in the school with you?
I think we can always find improvement in ways of reaching everyone in our community. And we do put it on our website. There's information in the Clinton Township newsletter about that. We send it home in backpacks.
But I mean, say a kid, for example, who goes to the Douglas Developmental Center. Does that child get invited to the school functions here, like ice cream social or a dance or anything of that nature?
I don't know if they do or not. I can look into that. I know we had talked about that some. On the new website, people will be able to subscribe to those things, and you can break it into different activities. So, for example, if a community member who doesn't have children in the school doesn't want to look at all the PTA or school event notices, and they just want to see things that come from the Board of Education or the superintendent, they can subscribe to just those things. So we can break it out into different things on our new website, and so we can look into that for special subscriptions.
Yeah, maybe just if you could at a committee meeting, if you just think about it.
And one thing to do is to also please pay attention to alternate channels of communications other than websites. Not everyone is computer literate. Not everyone is in possession of a computer.
You know, Kevin, I think you bring up an excellent point. We have children, if they're homeschooled, or children that attend a private school, and there are facilities that are offered in the local public school district. My understanding is those children would be entitled to that, especially like sports and athletics and any type of recreation. So I think if there are things going on in the school, whether they be school dances for 7th and 8th graders or any type of a school activity, if they're residents in the community and attend school somewhere else or homeschooled, I would imagine that they're eligible for participation. Where did Vito go?
Oh. Vito? What you think?
There are many subcategories among the universe of students who may reside in Clinton Township but are not enrolled in your public schools. And there are various sets of rules. If you have youngsters with special needs who are placed out of district, then for the most part, their entitlement to participation is clear, and I would agree with that statement. For homeschooled students, you are allowed to set certain policies, and they are permitted to but not necessarily required to participate in interscholastic sports. That's governed outside of statute by the NJSIAA. So it's difficult to make general statements, and I'm just identifying two by way of example. Certainly there's nothing wrong with your making sure that they're all embraced within the recipients of your communications, but they're entitlement to participate in certain activities versus their option to participate in certain activities versus their preclusion from certain activities depends on the nature of where they are enrolled, how they are enrolled, whether it's an interscholastic sports activity or other student activity. And obviously we can help guide the district as those issues come up, but it's difficult to make broad statements because the area is so complicated.
Thank you, Vito. Before we move on for a vote, just one last thing, if I may. In addition to all of the information that Maria provided you with, you should all be aware of the fact that a letter is being sent out to all the staff members, which Maria composed on behalf of the Board of Education, welcoming them back to the 12-13 school year, wishing them a successful school year in working with our children. And Maria is also instrumental in helping to provide a breakfast for all staff that come in on Wednesday, I believe that's going to be. And that's through the auspices, I believe, of the Communications Committee. So if you feel so inclined as to help out with a monetary contribution, it will not be turned down.
That's right.
All right? May we please have a roll call vote? Oh, no, there's nothing to vote on.
Nothing to move on.
Nothing to vote on. All right, then we'll move on to old business. Is there any old business that needs to be brought up before the board?
I have old business. We had a meeting on August 14th where we discussed core values, and we had talked about the adoption of core values, and Michelle was absent, and so Mr. Freda moved to table the discussion until this meeting so that Michelle would have an opportunity to look at them. I did have an opportunity to speak to Michelle Cresty, who is not here tonight, and she had expressed that if she were here, she would move to vote to move the core values forward. So at this time, I guess we need to have a discussion about how to move this forward, if this would be, I'm going to assume that it's a bylaw, it would be a bylaw. We have a policy I have in front of me, 0164, conduct of board meeting, and I would think that this would be a bylaw number. I don't know the exact number. I don't know if we have a 165 or not, but it would be around this area, and it might be titled conduct of Board of Ed members, perhaps, or if anybody has another idea on how we would title this.
I see it less as a conduct bylaw than just as a statement of core values. It's not necessarily.
So title it our core value bylaw?
Well, does perhaps in addition to 164 that states that board members agree to abide by previously adopted core values, or the core values as stated, I would ask, Do you, as our attorney, believe that this needs to be its own bylaw, a statement of core values?
As you were talking, I anticipated that question, and I was reminded of a time in law school when I was talking to someone not paying attention. I got called on by the professor and answered a question I hadn't heard. That worked out okay in law school. In this particular case, you're asking me to comment on something I haven't read.
Okay.
So it's difficult for me to answer. If you want me to take a look at it, I'd be happy
we'll
to make
We'll pass it
suggestion.
Down, yeah, but I think the macro question I was asking is the board has a code of ethics. We agreed as a board in May to amend and strengthen them. We met on August 17th of this year to codify them. In your opinion, is our core values, should they be bylaws, or should the core values remain an outside statement and perhaps the bylaws can be amended that board members agree to abide by them in public and private meetings?
Given what I believe you're trying to accomplish, I wouldn't recommend that they remain sort of an outside document because these are designed to transcend the life of this board.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So typically at your reorganization meeting, which I guess now will be in January, used to be in April, one of the things you do as a matter of routine is readopt your policies and bylaws. And so this should be one of those. Without knowing how this fits into your policies and bylaws, I don't necessarily feel comfortable commenting which one, and it's essentially irrelevant. The goal I'm trying to help you meet is that this is something that survives the life of this board, which essentially ends in January. The board ethics that you described, if I may, are those, is that a policy or is that a set of bylaws?
I believe our board ethics are bylaws, are they not, Jim?
We abide by the state board of ethics.
That's right. They are a bylaw.
Okay,
but so we have them in the bylaws.
They are the bylaws.
So this, I think, is if not a sibling of that, certainly a first cousin of that, right? So in my view, that's where, for your organizational purposes, and obviously as new board members come on for orientation purposes, I think this is so closely related, that's where I would place it. And that's just a suggestion based on my experience. That's not a legal, there's not a legal requirement that you do it that way, but I think that's the best way to accomplish what it is you're trying to accomplish.
Okay, thank you. So then, to the question that I jumped the gun on earlier, if we're adopting this as a bylaw, we need to agree as a board on the wording and have a first reading and a second reading before they become part of the bylaws.
Could this be a first reading?
I believe you have to announce it.
Yeah, I'm sure that the way your bylaws, no pun intended, would require it is that this be on the agenda because it's for the benefit of the board and the public. So my respectful suggestion is if you're going to take action tonight, this can be done either as a committee recommendation at your next meeting or the board. Someone can make a motion tonight to place this on the agenda as a proposed bylaw for a first reading at your next meeting.
That being the case, I move that we place adopted bylaws on the agenda for our next public meeting for a first reading.
Oh, we can do it. I think what he said was today.
No, we can put the motion down first.
You can put the motion so that it right. So the first reading will be at your September. Mm-hmm.
We have a motion by Kevin.
Wait,
why do we have a second on that motion? Otherwise, there's no sense in even discussing it.
Second.
We have a second
I'm not
on the
sure.
motion. These are draft core values.
Yes, draft core values. Thank you, Kevin. You're right.
Second.
I don't.
Second by Rachel.
Go ahead,
I don't think
Michelle.
We've ever made a motion before to say at the next meeting we're going to put a bylaw up. I think we've just put them on the agenda. So I'm not sure if this is necessary to make a motion to say that we're going to put this on the next meeting.
My respectful suggestion is they probably didn't just show up on an agenda. They either came through a committee recommendation or they came through a process like this. And that's what I said. You could do it either way.
Okay.
But that's typically how something will get on the agenda, either by a consensus or motion action of a board to do so, put something on the agenda, or through a committee recommendation. This doesn't really seem to go through any typical channel, which is why I made the suggestion I made.
Okay.
So basically, we as a board are agreeing in totality to put it on?
Correct.
Right. Okay. Yeah,
correct.
Makes sense.
For discussion, then, would policy and curriculum work on a presentable draft for a first reading at our next public?
You have to refine the document for first reading. It could be this as it was generated, or...
Yeah, I guess my concern is we're not going to have a meeting.
It would be put in a different format, in a bylaw format.
No, yeah, that wasn't my concern. My concern was more that at this point we don't have a meeting scheduled. So if it's going to come to the committee, then we should probably have a meeting to discuss it.
The month of September is rather full, and we couldn't find an open night where there wasn't a back-to-school night or another meeting already scheduled, so...
We could have a committee meeting. No?
Well, we'd have to double up. We'd have to have...
There wasn't an open night.
No, because of the back-to-school nights.
All right.
Unless we can do it and work through the committee with email, adjust it, and maybe send it out to the rest
of the board,
the committee for review.
Well, or I'm thinking that perhaps the way we have it, we should keep that as the first draft, and then next month we'd be able to make revisions at our next.
We can go about it either way,
okay.
I guess.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Rachel, if I might suggest a nice place for it, might be creating a new bylaw 164.1.
Yeah, I was going to say our A or something.
We do have a 142.1, so it would be consistent with some of our other processes.
I'd also ask that possibly 164A1 or 1A, depending upon how it's worded, include the memorialization of a process guardian.
Yeah, I was going to include that.
I'm indifferent as to whether number or letter comes first, by the way.
Before we take a vote, do we have a problem with the fact that there was a motion that was tabled at the last public board meeting? Do we have to get it that off table before we can accept this?
No, sir. The motion to table, and I'm sure my Robert's Rules friends would agree, it doesn't carry from meeting to meeting. And I don't hear an objection. That's another thing that you'll find buried in Robert's Rules, is that if someone were to vary from Robert's Rules and there's no objection from the body, the objection's waived. Those things are chock full, really. I don't know how you're going to go to sleep tonight. It's a page-turner. But
I can't wait to read it.
All right. So we have a motion on the floor to accept this as our first reading.
A motion on the floor to have a first reading on next month's agenda.
Okay. But this will be the draft of that first reading.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Any other discussion? Let's have a roll call vote, please.
Mr. Frieda?
Yes.
Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
Mrs. Sullivan?
Yes.
And Mr. Dinka?
Yes.
All yes, motion carries.
Thank you. Do we have any other old business that needs to come up before the board? Old business. Moving on then to new business. Do we have any new business that needs to come up before the board?
Yeah, good, feel good kind of new business. As many of us know, last year we put in the Lowe's Hero Vegetable Garden over at Brown Valley School. And it's been well kept. It's been a lot of vegetables produced, I believe. And over the summer, the kids normally, if I'm not mistaken, the children during the school year normally partake and ensure that it's well run. And during the summertime, parents and their children volunteer. Am I correct? Okay. So on July 26th, I brought my children out there. Meaning that they're going to Round Valley next year, and they got to officially get involved in it. We went out there and we picked some vegetables and did very well. We produced 47 pounds were produced. We brought it over to the food pantry in Clinton, and it was a good enriching exercise for them to give back to the community. So July went well. I believe their mother will be doing it this week sometime with them again. I don't know if they're going to get 47 pounds out of it, but let's see. It was looking good. It was well kept. It was looking good. And it's really, I think the students are going to, I mean, my kid's looking forward to it when they go to Round Valley. So it's certainly a good community enriching piece of real estate, shall we say. Thank you.
Thank you for doing that.
Mark, please tell your children on behalf of the board that we thank them.
They'd enjoy it. They enjoy it. But, you know, you logged in.
Let them know that it's appreciated, though.
Sure.
We really appreciate it.
I will.
Any other new business that needs to come before the board?
Oh, actually, I have one more small item. I apologize. On the agenda minutes and audio section of our Board of Education District website, the current year seem out of whack a little bit. It goes from the current year, 2012-2013, then it goes underneath that, it's 2010-2011, and then it goes underneath that, 2011-2012. So on the district website, if we can maybe shift 10-11 and 11-12 so they can be underneath the current year, I think they just need to swap.
I've had conversations with Jason on that, and I think that's being worked on.
Huh?
I've had conversations with Jason.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. That's fine. I didn't know. As long as we get the proper sequence. It's a small item, but nonetheless, want to get it right.
It's a reflection on the board and the district. It's important to get it right.
Thank you.
It is. Do we have a second recognition of the public? So if anyone in the audience would like to address the public.
Mr. President, if I may, I believe we have an executive session that may or may not result in an action item by the board. Prior to the second public recognition.
Okay, so that should come before the second public.
Yes, sir, so the public will have a chance to speak if the board, particularly if the board chooses to act.
Okay, all right. I'll entertain a motion then for the board to go into executive session.
I'll read that paragraph.
I'm going to read this.
Excuse me. I think in the past we have taken the second recognition of the public before we went into executive, and I want to pull up our bylaw here to make sure we get it right. I've got to find it for you.
I don't believe as a matter of law there's a right or wrong answer to that. My suggestion was based upon the fact that I think in the past those executive sessions do not result in the possibility of action at the meeting that night.
Okay.
This executive session might,
okay.
And I thought the board may want to give the public to comment on any action it takes, which you won't do if the public speaks. You go into executive session, you come back, act, and then move to adjourn.
Okay.
And as was indicated before, you can have an executive session, really, anytime during the meeting. So if you would read the motion, please.
Whereas while the Senator Byron M. Baer Open Public Meeting Act, NJSA 10:4-6, requires all meetings of the Clinton Township Board of Education to be held in public, NJSA 10:4-2B sets forth 9 types of matters that may lawfully be discussed in executive session, i.e., without the public being permitted to attend. And whereas the Clinton Township Board of Education has determined one issue are permitted by NJSA 10:4-12B to be discussed without the public in attendance shall be discussed during an executive session to be held on August 27th at 9:16 p.m., whereas the 9 exceptions to public meetings set forth in NJSA 10:12B are listed below, and next to each exception is a box within which the number of issues to be privately discussed that fall within the exception shall be written, and after each exception is a space where is additional information that will disclose as much information about the discussion as possible without undermining the purpose of the exception shall be written. Any pending or anticipated litigation or contract negotiation in which the public body is or may become a party, any matter falling within the attorney-client privilege to the extent that confidentiality is required in order for the attorney to exercise his ethical duties as a lawyer. the nature of the discussion described as specifically as possible without undermining the need for confidentiality involves a contract for student services and related discussions with counsel. Whereas the length of the executive session is estimated to be 20 minutes, after which the public meeting shall reconvene and immediately adjourn or reconvene and proceed with business. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Clinton Township Board of Education will go into executive session for only the above stated reasons. Be it further resolved that the board hereby declares that its discussion of the aforementioned subject will be made public at a time when the public's interest in disclosure is greater than any privacy or governmental interest being protected from disclosure. This may be at this meeting or at the next meeting. Be it further resolved that the board action may be taken at the end of executive session.
Yeah. We have a motion, and can we have a second on that motion?
Second.
Second by Kevin Sturgis.
Before, did we have a motion?
So moved.
My understanding is the motion. Isn't
who moved?
I'll move it. So moved.
So moved by Rachel. Second by Kevin Sturgis. It'll last approximately 20 minutes, and there's a possibility that there will be action taken after formal action taken, and there will be an opportunity for a second recognition of the public. That's definite.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? We move into executive session. We have a motion to come out of executive session.
So moved.
So moved by Rachel. We have a second on that?
Second.
Second by Michelle Sullivan. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed?
Going back to facilities and finance, I would like to make a motion to move action item 13FF020.
We have a second on that motion?
Second.
Second by Dan. Discussion? Vito?
Thank you, Mr. President. I just wanted to make it clear for the public and for the record that the agreement that is under board consideration at the present time is an agreement that is as a result of a great deal of discussion that the superintendent of schools had with Mr. and Mrs. Hornby as well as representatives of the Work Family Connection. And the agreement for the board reflects as best it can an effort to honor and respect the legitimate concerns of both Work Family Connection as well as the Hornbys. I think it's also important for the public to understand that the dialogue that I just referenced with the superintendent of schools is destined to continue, again, both with the Hornbys and with Work Family Connection, given the nature of the issues raised and the appropriate seriousness with which they're being taken by the district. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Any other discussion on the part of the board? Any other comments by board members or questions by board members? Seeing none, I would ask that we have a roll call vote on that particular item, please.
Mr. Frieda?
Yes.
Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
And Mrs. Sullivan?
Yes.
And Mr. Dinkoff?
Yes.
All yes, motion carries.
Thank you. Any other old business or new business that comes up before we go into the second recognition of the public? Seeing none, I'm indicating to people in the audience that this is another opportunity to address the board. If you so choose to do so, please come up to the mic, state your name and address, and please limit your comments to 3 minutes.
I also want to say that I am very much committed to
to working with Mr. and Mrs. Hornby. I want to have an open dialogue with them. I would love their children to be back in the work family connection programs, as long as, you know, we can regain their trust in us. And I feel very hopeful, and I'm committed personally, and I've made some huge changes in the organization to ensure that we can and will do everything we can possible to regain their trust. And that's what we really want to do. So I thank you for giving us that chance again.
Thank you.
Lana Brennan, 21 Fallon Drive, Lebanon, or Clinton Township. I had a quick question about the budget. I was confused with the whole new shake it up in April. So the budget you guys passed was for this 12-13, and in November we're going to be setting up the 13-14. I was just wanting to ask if you guys could start doing that as soon as possible, because I really want to try and get as much information to look at it, to get a chance to look at it, as I'm sure you all are as well. Because I feel like in the past two budgets, it's been sort of, hey, we haven't talked about this in a while, but here you go, and let's vote. And I really would like to kind of see it, you know, a couple meetings before, even if it's just a passing, hey, you know, this is coming up now in the next 2 months. You know, I feel like stuff kind of gets pushed back, and that's something that doesn't have so much of a pushback option. It's sort of a, it's here, and we have to vote now, or else we've missed our deadline or something. And my other thing is, I happened to be looking on my phone while you guys were in executive session, and your June 25th meeting minutes are actually incorrect, and they are the June 29th special meeting minutes, which you just approved tonight. So you might want to double-check that.
We will. Okay. Before you sit down, though, on the budget.
Yes. Part of what I'm proposing to the board, and we've discussed in finance and facilities and communications, has been about presenting the budget a little differently this year and taking it through an earlier process where we explain, I'm going to call it Budget 101, where we explain to the public how a school budget is put together, the whole process, all right, so that we can walk the public through that and then take them on the journey with us as we put the numbers together and go through the budget discussions. So there will be a number of public meetings about this, and we'll share all this information with you. So that's part of what we've been talking about in communications and finance and facilities.
I will say, I know 2 years ago, Mr. Carroll, he did the, during the day, which was a little bit easier for me at the time. I didn't have two little terrorists with me. But this, it was definitely a lot more helpful. We had the budget. I felt that year I really understood what was going on, and I believe that was the year that we had it passed when we had to vote on it. So I really appreciated that. I don't feel like we had the same this year. There were more somewhat nighttime meetings that I could not attend, and I really felt that it kind of fell apart this year. But if, you know, if that's the direction we're heading, I'm very excited to see this year and where we're going from here.
Thank you for the
Thank
suggestion.
You. Any other comments for the board? Seeing none, I'll call for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
So moved by Mark Frieda. We have a second on that?
Second.
Second by Rachel. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?